Listen, AC, I got a fight tonight. You got a fight tonight. So let's make this quick, shall we?
Yeah. Okay.
For real.
Look, not, probably not the day you wanted, but to you know, good start, won a race, had some moments. You know, you'll take it.
Yeah. I mean, I won two races in a row, and like the expectations have changed, but. If I would have taken this day at the start of the season, you know, every time.
That's why I'm kind of like walking over. I'm like, could he? Is it possible he's pissed?
I hate to be like.
Because you gave up the lead.
You're right. So I know I had that pace for, you know, five more laps or whatever. And to make a mistake sucks. But at the same time, I was trying my best. But the result, I'm definitely not bummed with. Like, second's good, especially. Like, I have a lot of progress I can still make. I know that. So, yeah, I mean, I'm not bummed on the result. I'm just kind of, I'm bummed that I made a mistake. But again, at the same time, I was fucking going for it. You know?
The first moto you had almost a big one. I missed it though. Oh, so the second one was better?
Oh yeah, man. Okay. I racked my nuts really bad in the second one. Like I couldn't even breathe.
Okay, I got a text saying you should see Adam's first moto. He almost had a big one.
No, so. I mean, it was one of those tracks where they didn't rip it very deep and it's crazy high speed and. Yeah. The back end can get out, and I'm still adapting. Like this off season's one of my goals is to get stronger on the bike, and so I can wrestle that thing a little bit more. And that's something I probably need to be better at. And a couple times the rear end skipped out on me today, but never like took my breath away except for the one in the second moto.
Right.
I had some little moments, but yeah, I don't know.
Do you have any flashbacks to Stu on that long downhill?
The one where the guy ran in front of him wasn't Stu's fault.
No, it wasn't, but...
Wasn't Stu's fault.
Nothing's Stu's fault.
Yeah, it wasn't Stu's fault.
Where did that practice time come from? Good God. You think you cut the track.
I know, right? I had, like, plus 3 seconds on the pit board for, like, the next 10 minutes. I'm like, my God. It was just one of those laps where I really didn't... It was one of those times, like, it just... Everything kind of just happened, and it was smooth, but I didn't really feel like it was just an absolute blazer. And I put her down. I was talking crazy on the gate, or the start before practice too. I was telling the, you know, because Chase has been crazy fast lately, and I'm like, show me something special, Chase, show me something special. And I'm like, I went out there and just launched one. So yeah, but it was crazy smooth. It wasn't I haven't been getting my qualifying times like going nuts at all.
Second moto going for Osborne there. I mean, you kind of knew you really didn't have it, but fuck it, huh?
Pretty much.
Well,
I don't know. I was just in the, even when Eli got around me, I was like, I don't want to just, for me and my progression, I think I would rather have gotten second overall and at least tried. Like, I wanted to stay with Eli, and honestly, I wanted to get him back. Like, I want to put myself into that mindset for next year when it comes around. Like, Ken, Eli, Cooper, any of those guys, I want to beat them. So, I mean, I probably should have waited. I mean, I should have waited for Zach, but he was really slow there the lap before, to be honest. And he picked it up a lot that lap. I thought I was going to sneak attack him a little bit, and it was too late by the time I was at an angle, but at least I tried, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And his Wygant, the weed show sucks, doesn't it?
Yeah, it's awful.
Yeah. Thanks for
This guy never stops working. It's incredible.
Thanks for the interview. Thanks for the time. Yeah. I appreciate
it. Incredible.
Yes, thanks, AC.
Thank you. Yeah.